your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today's sunny skies, mid-90s, we'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, upper 60s around 70. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow's sunny skies, mid-90s, winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the upper 60s. For Friday, sunny skies could see some isolated storms in the afternoon, lower 90s. Right now, it's 86.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Farm groups are working to break the stigma behind farm stress and seeking help. Michael Clements tells us it's important that farmers don't carry that burden alone.
A myriad of issues over the last 8 years has compounded farm stress, and the American Farm Bureau Federation says it is important farmers address the issue. AFBF President Zippy Duvall says over the last 8 years, farmers have faced many stressors.
We went from a really good farm economy to one that started declining. We've got depressed prices, and then we have had natural disasters all over our country. Then we've had a trade war, and the issues that went along with the trade war, and now we're trying to survive through a pandemic. So we describe what agriculture has been through in the last 8 years as the perfect storm.
Duvall recognizes that it is difficult for farmers to open up about stress.
Farmers are tough guys, and everybody looks to you to be the rock. It's just against our nature to talk about our feelings. Stigma that goes along with having stress and issues around stress is very strong in a rural community because there's not many people there, and when you try to find help, it seems like everybody knows, and that makes it very difficult for people to open up.
AFBF, National Farmers Union, and Farm Credit have partnered with RFD-TV to produce a special program focusing on mental health.
We recognize the stress that they were going through, so we felt like it was important for us to do that. And we think it's been a great effort to talk to the farmers, let them know there's nothing wrong with sharing their feelings with somebody. And not just the person that's going through it, but their families and friends that might notice a loved one or a friend going through a difficult time. We just want to get rid of that stigma and be able to provide the resources to help people.
Rural America Live airs on RFD-TV Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Michael Clements reporting.
More ag information online anytime. AgView.net. Reliable and relevant. AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
If you're thinking about buying land, think about financing it with Frontier Farm Credit. Not only do we deliver attractive rates and ag-friendly terms, we deliver ownership, a voice in how we work, and a share of what we earn in the form of cash-back dividends. When it comes to financing real estate, you'll find more reasons to land with us. Call Frontier Farm Credit. Learn more at frontierfarmcredit.com. Agriculture works here. Equal housing lender.
Good American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. While many school districts across the state of Kansas are already back in session for the fall semester with the social distancing, the mask wearing, and other additional safety measures due to COVID-19, and many teachers and administrators say that things are running relatively smooth.
We as educators have always said that kids are flexible and they're adaptable, and this last week of school has just proven that.
That was Paula Rice, the principal at Ashland Junior and High School on KSN News. Each day, students and staff walk through the temperature check and are required to wear masks with social distancing, along with additional sanitizing surfaces throughout the school. In other news, the Dodge City School District also started school yesterday, and more than 7,000 students among their 14 buildings at USD 443 have seen some changes within the school. KWCH News reports that the district is offering remote learning options as well, but out of the 7,000 students in the district, less than 350 have chosen the remote learning option. Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Augusta Flight Center wants to thank our students and pilots for making this year a record breaker. Our 2020 flight hours are up over 150% from 2019, and we've also created 24 new pilots and celebrated 14 first solo flights, along with innumerable discovery flights. For more information on all flight training, including our popular and economical private pilot packages, aircraft rentals, and checkouts or discovery flights, visit our website at iflyaugusta.com or call Augusta Flight Center at 316-733-4080.
Scammers are as focused on the coronavirus as we are. They may contact you about a cure, even though none currently exists. They may request donations to a bogus charity to help the infected, or they may pretend to be from a government agency offering important information in an effort to get you to click a link that installs malicious software on your device. If you are contacted by someone regarding the coronavirus and unsure if it's a scam, call the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline at 877-908-3360. For more information about the coronavirus, visit aarp.org/coronavirus.
A second suspect is charged in the shooting death of a Wichita teenager in May at a Wichita apartment complex. 22-year-old Nathaniel Saunders appeared in court yesterday, where he was charged with first-degree murder and aggravated battery charges in the death of 17-year-old Marcus Sane. The second person was seriously injured in the shooting, which police say occurred during a drug deal. Another suspect, 22-year-old Malcolm Ganther, was charged in May with first-degree murder and aggravated battery. Prosecutors say the two victims were in Ganther's vehicle when a disturbance broke out. Saunders is accused of getting out of the vehicle and firing several shots at the victims. And a company planning a high-voltage power line carrying wind energy across the Midwest says it plans to distribute more electricity in Missouri and Kansas. Invenergy Transmission has previously announced that 500 of its planned 4,000 megawatts of power would go to Missouri. The rest was expected to be carried to a power grid connection in Indiana that serves eastern states. Invenergy said it will instead set aside up to 2,500 megawatts of power for both Missouri and for Kansas. Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Home, it's your safe haven. It's where you raise your family and create memories that last a lifetime. Blue Valley Insurance can help you protect this prized possession with homeowners insurance that fits your priorities and your budget. With a variety of homeowners coverage options, you can rest easy knowing your home and those who live and visit there are protected. When you're confident you have the coverage you need, you can focus on those little moments that matter. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Nebraska's top elections official says he won't put three measures on the ballot to legalize casino gambling, arguing that the language they used was misleading and confusing. The decision announced yesterday by Republican Secretary of State Bob Evnen means voters won't get to decide the issue this year unless a court overturns his decision. Supporters of the ballot measures filed immediate legal challenge, and the dispute is likely headed to the Nebraska Supreme Court. Nebraska Democratic Party leaders have endorsed a former congressman to run as a write-in candidate for the U.S. Senate if their scandal-plagued nominee refuses to withdraw. The party's state central committee voted to endorse former Democratic U.S. Representative Brad Ashford as long as nominee Chris Janicek stays in the race. And weather forecasters in Nebraska say these 90-degree temperatures will turn into 80s by the weekend. Mid-America Network News.
The Midwest Kia Summer Sales Event has been extended. Get 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Kias, or up to $8,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. It's the extended Midwest Kia Summer Sales Event going on now. Your summer just got extended at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Limited financing on sporting Sorento, Optima, Solent, Sierra, Ducati, with 1333 for 1,000 finance. Example 2020 Sorento, stock number K8540, MSRP 32805. Offer for blue credit expires August 31st, 2020.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care would love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday. An update on the dog park was presented by Maureen Christ, along with several committee volunteers. Don Landall and Landall Corporation have committed to building a 40-foot walking bridge that would cross a ditch south of Jackson Street to the site between South 9th and 10th Streets. A bridge approach, abutments, and rock parking area would run around $15,000. Fencing and gates are anticipated to cost upwards of an additional $30,000. Use of volunteer labor and other means of scaling back the size, with options to expand later, were discussed. The group last year raised just over $3,000, the Pony Express Match Day. A motion passed, but the city would contribute up to $5,000 in a good faith effort to encourage additional public donations at the upcoming match day in September. The 7-1 decision had Kevin Throm voting no. He early in the conversation pointed out the city contribution budgeted for directional signs, including the dog park. The sign project was mentioned later as Diane Schroller asked if the city council had voted funding, as was indicated in the Marysville Advocate. Council had discussed the proposal at a budget workshop, setting aside a budget of $35,000, which would cover much of the estimated cost for a series of directional and welcome signs to be located throughout town. Although added to the budget, formal approval has not yet been voted by the council, as they're awaiting more specific details. Chip and seal projects on city streets are complete, and a milling and overlay project on a portion of South 6th Street is the final major street project remaining this year. At a recent airport advisory committee meeting, a number of future projects were discussed. Work on the street and parking may be possible, and they're exploring adding an updated hangar that could encourage demolition of some older private hangars on city property. This may be a five-year project, with another long-term option of widening the runway to 75 feet among top priorities as federal funds become available. Two parties are reportedly interested in operating the Sport and Recreation Program, and talks continue. Mayoral appointments were approved, with Lynn Kroc filling the unexpired term of John Englert on the Convention and Tourism Committee, and Ricky Beichman filling another seat on that board. Gary Howland will take a position on the Airport Advisory Board, currently held by Bud Schutte, and Dr. Randy Brown will fill another position on that board. Demolition work began this week on the Blue Rapids City Swimming Pool, which will replace, in its current location, a new facility. The $1.8 million project will be funded in part through a grant of $743,000 from the state, and the balance through a half-cent city sales tax, which was approved by voters at the August primary election. The tax will run for a period of 20 years. A new bathhouse will be built alongside the new pool. Dorothy L. Johnston, aged 99, passed away August 15th in Round Rock, Texas. Graveside service Saturday, August 29th at 10 a.m. at the Fairmont Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will receive friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the United Methodist Church in Blue Rapids. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Dorothy Johnston. Elaine Schneider, age 90, of Beatty, passed away on Tuesday. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Malachi's Catholic Church, Beatty. Burial St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery, Beatty. Rosary Vigil Service Friday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Friday 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Elaine Schneider. Dorothy D. Steiner, age 93, of Frankfort, passed away August 12. Private graveside service Saturday 2 p.m. at the Vermilion Cemetery. Haddon Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Dorothy Steiner. Infant Adolin Erpelding, daughter of Chris Erpelding and Dawn Rakes, passed away August 24th. Private memorial service is planned 2 p.m. Saturday at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for infant Adolin Erpelding.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we still have this high-pressure system overhead bringing us sunny skies, dry weather over the next few days, and an upper-level ridge bringing some warm temperatures out there well into the 90s. We'll finally see chances for some scattered showers and thunderstorms as we head into Friday night, continuing into the weekend, early parts of next week, with an upper-level trough that's going to move in, bringing us some cooler temperatures back into the 80s, even some areas upper 70s as we head into the middle of next week. So across the area, sunny skies, mid-90s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, upper 60s, around 70. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, mid-90s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, upper 60s. And Friday, sunny, isolated storms in the afternoon, lower 90s. That's a look at your local forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
When it comes to agriculture, you want a financial partner that's down to earth with roots in ag business. We're local. We've been serving the ag banking needs of this community for generations. So if you need a good ag bank, think of us. We're here to help you grow. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Average high temperature late August, 88. Recent record high hit the century mark in 2003. The average low, 65. Record low, 54 in 2015. Sunset this evening, 8:06. Sunrise in the morning at 6:49.
Most of us treat chrysanthemums like annuals, but they really can be a perennial bloom. We will tell you how on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, August 26th, the 239th day of the year. Actor Chris Pine has a birthday, and the first Ford Edsel rolled off the assembly line on this day in 1957. Garden centers are overflowing with chrysanthemums right now, and we can't blame you for adding the rich colors to your fall garden. But the ideal time to plant mums is in the spring. They're a hardy perennial with a good chance of surviving the winter if they've had the summer to establish a strong root system. Here's how to overwinter your potted mums. After the first frost, bring them indoors to a cool, dark room. Leave the foliage on and keep the roots constantly damp. In the spring, gradually acclimate them to the light and transplant after the last frost. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more gardening tips online at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. A win for the Royals last night as Ryan McBroom drove in the winning run with a single in the eighth inning. Ryan O'Hearn added a solo homer, and the Kansas City Royals beat the Cards 5-4. John Stamount pitched one inning of relief to earn the win. Trevor Rosenthal pitched the ninth, earning his seventh save in seven opportunities. The Royals had lost six of their previous eight games, and the Cardinals had won five of their previous seven. The Royals continue Game 3 of the series tonight with the St. Louis Cardinals in St. Louis. First pitch at 7:15. Kansas City Chiefs Mike Pennell has been suspended for the first two games of the 2020 season, according to the NFL's transaction wire. Last week, Steve Spagnuolo mentioned that the suspension might be coming, saying the team could have to start without Pennell, although he didn't say why. The league didn't give any reason for the defensive tackle's suspension either. Mid-America Network Sports.
This is John Sidorek with JD Aviation Services at the Augusta Airport. There's no doubt that vehicle maintenance is important on the roadways, and proper aircraft maintenance is even more important. Since JD Aviation Services opened its doors, we've received many new customers through recommendations of current customers. So this is your formal invitation to make JD Aviation Services of Augusta your aircraft maintenance partner. Learn more at iFlyAugusta.com.
Scammers are as focused on the coronavirus as we are. They may contact you about a cure, even though none currently exists. They may request donations to a bogus charity to help the infected, or they may pretend to be from a government agency offering important information in an effort to get you to click a link that installs malicious software on your device. If you're contacted by someone regarding the coronavirus and unsure if it's a scam, call the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline at 877-908-3360. For more information about the coronavirus, visit aarp.org/coronavirus.
To golf now, Phil Mickelson shot a 7-under 64 in the second round of his PGA Champions debut, moving to 17-under for the tournament and four shots clear of Tim Petrovic and Rod Pampling. Mickelson is using the event at Ozarks National to continue his prep for the U.S. Open after he was eliminated from the PGA Tour's FedEx Cup playoffs last weekend. Mickelson turned 50 earlier this summer, making him eligible for the event. The start of the final round today was moved up to the early morning because of expected storms in the afternoon. Now about NFL COVID-19 testing.
The New Jersey lab used by the NFL for COVID-19 test says an isolated contamination caused nearly 80, quote, most likely false positive test. The situation puts the NFL in a questionable position with the opening game scheduled for September 10th. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
And I'm Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
At U.S. Cellular, we speak fair. When we say you don't have to pay activation fees, we mean it. Plus, right now when you switch, you also get $700 toward the latest phones. Yep, we mean that too. Upgrade to fair with U.S. Cellular. Promotional pricing requires an unlimited everyday or even better plan. New line forward and credit approval. Qualified smartphone purchase and comes via monthly bill credit on a 30-month RIC. Taxes, fees, and additional restrictions apply.
At U.S. Cellular, we believe in a new approach. One that puts you first. Visit 517 Broadway in Marysville. Choose fair.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
Make room in your garden for the 2021 All-America Selections regional winner, Kolos Candela Pink Celosia, selected for its outstanding performance in the Northeast, Southeast, Great Lakes, and Mountain Southwest. You'll enjoy the long flower spikes and minimal care this winning variety requires. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Grow this annual beauty in full to part sun. It tolerates wind, heat, and rain, plus the deer tend to leave it be. The 25 to 30 inch tall plants sport 10 to 15 inch pink flower spikes that hold their color all season long. It's great as a vertical accent in containers, planted in mass and flower beds, or used to fill voids and add season-long color to mixed borders and perennial gardens. Be sure to cut a few of the flowers to enjoy fresh or dried. Visit allamericaselections.org to find out where to purchase this and other winning varieties. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit melindamyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit melindamyers.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
Today we say hello to our listeners on KCOW in Alliance, Nebraska. Look up that town in an atlas, and there's a good chance you'll see a special note about a unique site that draws thousands here each year. The story of that interesting place is this feature on the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside.
For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA home loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA home loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
It was the summer of 1987, and Jim Reinder's family reunion was one that has put Alliance, Nebraska on the map. Perhaps forever.
They just had this big celebration of let's drink some beer and dig holes and bury some cars.
It's called Car Hinch, and Kendra Schott is today president of the Friends of the group, which helps upkeep the creation, an arrangement of old cars placed in the ground as a replica of Stonehenge in England. And when I say replica, it's pretty darn near close as one can get to replicating large stones with cars.
Jim really took the time to think about the size of the height of the cars.
Car Hinch draws plenty of onlookers every year. Some don't get it, but many do and love it.
The whole fun of Car Hinch is that it's as close as you can get to Stonehenge without a plane ticket.
In fact, it draws about 80,000 visitors per year from all over the nation and world. Stonehenge in England was believed to have been used in conjunction with astronomical events. They do the same at Car Hinch, and maybe it's an even better version of the ancient tradition.
People get up really early and go take pictures and kind of cheer and celebrate the coming of the summer.
The cars that compose Car Hinch are all painted gray, and their windshields have been removed and replaced with metal, both of which help with upkeep. That said, you can still see the makes and models of the cars used in the creation. And that fact alone has many car enthusiasts interested to look at the site.
Basically, the stones, whatever you want to call it, is an old ambulance, like a Ghostbusters type of ambulance. You can't really tell because it's partially buried, but it's pretty cool.
But the quirky, fun attraction that is now a mainstay was not always in that situation. What the town did to secure that unusual claim to fame is next time. As we travel the countryside in Alliance, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCray.
It's a fun activity for dogs and their owners. Trails are also a hangout for rattlesnakes. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Know how to keep your pet safe from a deadly bite as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Been up close and personal with a rattlesnake, nor do I ever want to be. I try to stay clear of where they might be hiding, but our pets aren't aware of the danger. They're naturally curious about their surroundings and can get into a tussle with a snake if we're not watching out for them. Rattlesnake expert Donald Schultz says various species of rattlers are found in every state except Hawaii and Alaska. Where you might run into them depends on the time of day.
If I'm out looking for rattlesnakes, what I typically do is go out right as the sun sets and drive on the road. That means they're out hunting, they're in the open, and that's typically where people run into them too. During the day, all bets are off. They'll pretty much hide anywhere they like to. It's typically got to do with temperature, food, and water.
keep rattlesnakes away from your property by clearing out any debris, trash, rock piles, and wood piles so they have no place to hide. Avoid taking walks with your pet around dusk and dawn when rattlesnakes are most active. Stick to well-used trails and keep the dog on a leash. Don't let them wander or sniff around logs and holes and underbrush, all of which are favorite rattler hiding places. Schultz says if the dog is bitten, there is no first aid in the field you can do that's beneficial.
The best thing to do is remain calm and then remove any collars or anything that could be restricted around the airway. Same thing in humans, any jewelry or anything, remove that before the swelling starts and then get to the hospital. The old saying goes, time is tissue, so the longer you take to get to the hospital, the more dangerous or deadly it can be.
Some say to make a cut in the bite wound and suck the venom out. Schultz says, don't do it. It's a myth and can create a host of other problems. Learn more about keeping your pet safe from rattlesnakes at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you o'er evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Service for Jesus, your King. There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily His praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Ever heard of the term stuffication? It's rapidly becoming one of my new favorite words. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. This idea of stuffication is a concept that explains how our culture of buying more and more is making people unhappy. It seems I am constantly decluttering and trying to find space for the toys and books and clothes and all the items that our family of six needs. Our garage is now packed with things, many of which we don't use. And I'm guessing I'm not alone. Just think of the time and energy you spend worrying about and tending to your stuff. The Bible has a lot to say about money and material things, including where your treasure is, there your heart is also. Next time you buy something, think about where you want your treasure to be. In your possessions or in your faith and values? And that is how to be wise and thrive.
Part two of three in a series of shows on the future of food and agriculture. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe. And if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Wells Fargo chief ag economist Michael Swanson recently appeared on an Ag Tech Next webinar for the Danforth Plant Center in St. Louis to talk about accelerated trends in food and ag. Swanson has some ideas about how growing economies will change our eating habits.
I'm very, very sure when you look at countries like Nigeria or India as another major market that's being developed along with China, the starches are going to be less and less, and fruits and vegetables and proteins, whether they're plant-based proteins or animal-based proteins, you know, they're going to become a big opportunity. There's certainly not going to be a lack of opportunity in those markets.
Swanson was asked if he thought insect protein for human consumption would ever catch on.
It's going to have a tough challenge in the United States because we have so much cheap animal protein and we're so used to it. Other markets which haven't had access to cheap animal livestock probably more open to it.
In other words, it may be a while yet before we're eating bugs.
Ultimately, let's go back to the three drivers of food consumption: ease, variety, and then cost. If it's tasty enough, cheap enough, and easy enough to eat, even Americans will eat bug-based protein. But it better taste just like pepperoni or bacon.
Swanson is back tomorrow with a forecast for ethanol. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Today we are having a conversation with Chris Allen at Frontier Farm Credit. Chris, as we know, farming and ranching has always had its shares of challenges, and today's environment isn't really any different.
That's right. The ag industry as a whole has always had a number of challenges and opportunities to face from one year to the next. Weather, markets, trade, etc. Some of those things that farmers can control and some of those things farmers can't control. A key to being successful is to identify which ones are within your control and then having plans around the ones you can't.
So what are some of the things that producers can do today to navigate these challenges?
For producers, it all starts with having a good understanding of their cost of production. It's hard to understand where changes can be made, how to improve profitability, or how to take advantage of opportunities if they don't have a detailed understanding of what it takes to produce the commodities they are raising.
So how does a producer get started to gain a good understanding of their cost of production?
First, they need to realize every operation is different. Most producers today think of their cost of production in terms of variable cost per acre or per head. We're talking about seed, chemical, fertilizer, fuel, feed, etc. But what they need to consider is that a large portion of their cost of production can be made up by their fixed costs, including family living expenses and debt payments. Cost of production can be vastly different from one operation to the next just based on their fixed costs. As an example, some producers need to cover all family living expenses with farm income, while some might have off-farm income to supplement. Also, some producers might have more payments on equipment and real estate, where others may not. That is why we really encourage our producers to know the costs specific to their operation.
So if a producer gains a good understanding of their cost of production, what can they do next?
Once they have a good understanding of what their costs are, they can start to look at today's prices to see if they are profitable or not. If they are, they might start to consider what a marketing and risk management strategy looks like. If they find their cost of production is higher than current market opportunities, then they need to start looking into where they can cut costs within their operation. Over the past several years, producers have focused on cutting back their variable costs, so there may be less opportunity in this area. Also, cutting variable costs can work to a point, but producers need to make sure they don't cut too much that it starts to adversely affect their operations production. This is why we really encourage producers to look at their fixed cost structure as a great opportunity to lower their overall cost of production.
So what are some ways a producer can look at impacting their fixed cost structure today?
A good place to start would be to evaluate their family living if they haven't already. Once again, they need to understand how much needs to be covered by the operation and how much can be covered by other income sources. As with variable costs, family living has been cut in many areas already over the past several years. From what we have seen, the biggest impact producers can make to their overall cost of production, specifically on the fixed cost side, is their debt structure. This is generally something that they can control by refinancing, re-amortizing loans out on longer terms to lower payments, and restructuring the debt on their operation to achieve a lower annual cost of production, as well as improve liquidity. Doing so can dramatically improve cost per acre and or per head for operations, and there really isn't a better time to do it. One of the benefits of today's environment is the opportunity to lock in historically low long-term fixed interest rates. This can not only improve a producer's profit margin, but can also provide protection from the interest rate risks producers might have with variable or short-term adjustable rates.
So how can Frontier Farm Credit help?
As a financial cooperative owned by farmers and ranchers that is dedicated to serving agriculture and rural communities, we have the expertise and tools that can help producers navigate these tough financial decisions. As I said earlier, with historically low fixed interest rates, now is the perfect time to look at refinancing debt to help set your operation up for long-term financial success. Since each operation is different, we would be happy to sit down with producers and review what options and tools we have available. This is a fantastic opportunity for all producers, and I would encourage them to go to our website at frontierfarmcredit.com or to contact their local Frontier Farm Credit office to see how we can help.
Hello and good Wednesday. Sam Speck with your latest ag news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Last time we spoke with USDA's Gary Crawford, we asked him, are retail food prices finally starting to come down from their high spring and summer levels?
Many grocery store foods are costing much more than they did a year ago, some as much as 10% more. There is some evidence, though, that the upward spiral of food prices may have already peaked and begun to come down a bit. Economist Carolyn Chelius tracks food prices for the U.S. Department of Agriculture. She told us, looking at last month,
we did, for the first time since January, in many categories, especially meat, start to see price decreases, in some cases pretty steep.
In fact, for the major food categories,
out of the 22 that we follow, 15 decreased in price.
Certainly not back down to pre-COVID levels, but down from June's levels.
For example, beef and veal decreased 8.2%.
Pork and poultry products dropping 2%, and there were declines for things like cereals, baked goods, milk, and eggs. And Carolyn says
prices are expected to continue to retreat.
But for many products, the retreat won't take them below pre-COVID or 2019 levels. USDA projecting total average grocery store food prices up this year by as much as 3.5%.
Now, in other news, the country of China reaffirmed this week its commitments included under the Phase 1 trade deal. The pledge comes out of the conversation between U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer and Chinese trade officials. The first normal dialogue since early May, according to Reuters. In a statement following the call, Lighthizer says, quote, both sides see progress and are committed to taking the steps necessary to ensure the success of the agreement. The call was scheduled for the 15th of August, the six-month anniversary of the trade deal, but both sides offered conflicting statements about why the original call was canceled. The USTR statement continues, the parties also discussed the significant increases in purchases of U.S. products by China, as well as future actions needed to implement the agreement. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Spank, with your latest check of Mid-America Ag Network News.
Make the most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on Auto Data Compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per $1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8-3-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. House Ag Committee Chairman Colin Peterson sent a letter Friday urging Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue to clarify how USDA determined the eligibility of different crops and livestock and poultry species for payments under the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, or CFAP. In the letter, lawmakers contend that the data used by the department to calculate CFAP payments was limited only to the earliest parts of the pandemic, missing the full extent of damage to different commodities. Peterson said some would argue that the full ag market impact and closure of schools, restaurants, catering, and ag processing facilities due to COVID-19 public health crisis not fully realized in the CFAP covered period. Additionally, Peterson took issue with the reason certain commodities were denied payments. He said hundreds of commodities were denied CFAP eligibility for insufficient data and lack of information, though it would seem, he said, be well-documented shutdown of school meals, restaurants, and food service demand would have impacted those food crops and loss of exports, landscape, and retail markets for the non-food crops and livestock and poultry. He said all producers of processed food commodities and aquaculture seem to be completely excluded from the program. And poultry farmers say Postal Service delays are causing deliveries of live chicks to result in dead chicks. Shipping of live chicks common through the U.S. Postal Service, but Maine poultry farmer Pauline Henderson said delays in shipping resulted in 800 dead chicks at her farm. She told local media the dead birds she received have shipped in the normal amount of time, but were apparently mishandled. Farmers like her allege recent operation overhauls, including cuts in sorting equipment, have made the U.S. Postal Service an unreliable shipper for live chicks. Published reports say that thousands of birds that moved through the Postal Service Processing Center in Shrewsbury, Massachusetts, all met with the same fate, affecting several farms in Maine and New Hampshire. That's Ag News from AgView.net, and I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com. Hello again, Orion Samuelson with you to share the results of a survey on the use of cover crops on farmland here in the United States. A report that came out about a week or two ago, the 2019-20 National Cover Crop Survey, conducted by three different organizations, the Conservation Technology Information Center and financial support from the Sustainable Agriculture Research and Education Program and the American Seed Trade Association. These organizations have worked together to survey 1,172 farmers representing every state. Many U.S. farmers have turned to cover crops as part of their strategy to improve soil health. And at the same time, according to Mike Smith, who managed the national survey, to reduce their production costs while still maintaining yields. And the USDA Census of Agriculture found a 50% increase in cover crop acreage over the five-year period between 2012 and 2017. And according to Mike, farmers are using cover crops for a variety of reasons. Many have tried new approaches to cover cropping, and this year's survey also indicated that some of the concerns that many growers have had about the effects of cover crops on planting dates in a wet year turned out to not be true. And according to Mike, in many cases, cover crops help farmers plant earlier in the very wet spring of 2019. And we are pleased to see farmers appreciate the expertise of cover crops. And that, according to Jane DeMarchi, who is VP Government and Regulatory Affairs for the Seed Trade Association. Professionally produced cover crop seed is grown for seed from the start and has been selected, harvested, cleaned, and tested for performance. And the study showed farmers are using a range of cover crop seed and mixes to address the individual needs, with 46% paying $15 or under per acre. Among the 1,172 farmers who provided responses in the most recent National Cover Crop Survey, 81% were commodity producers, corn, soybeans, wheat, cotton, and 19% helped categorize themselves as horticultural producers. But some of the highlights of the results of that survey: many farmers reported economic benefits from cover crop beyond just yield improvement. Soybeans, for example, farmers saved 41% on herbicide costs and 41% on fertilizer costs. And corn producers said they 39% saved on herbicide costs and 49% on fertilizer costs. And the spring wheat crop, 32% of producers saved on herbicide costs and 43% on fertilizer costs. And cotton, 71% purchased costs and fertilizers at less price than those who did not grow cover crops. So it looks like it's working, and it's certainly helping with soil and water conservation. And it'll be interesting to see the improvement over the next 5 years until the next census. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Take it from the vets at Valley Vet Supply. A sound preconditioning program helps ensure the health of weaned calves. At Valley Vet Supply, you'll find vaccines for blackleg prevention and respiratory wellness, including pneumonia prevention. Consider feeding Cargill's Right Now Onyx Mineral during weaning. It's specially formulated for stressful situations. And let's face it, weaning is stressful. Keep your calves healthy, increase weaning weight, and ease your stress by shopping at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Imagine living in a neighborhood that's anchored by a working farm or community gardens. These popular developments are called agrihoods on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Neighborhoods integrated with agriculture are popping up all over the country. They're called agrihoods, where residents feel connected to their neighbors and the land they live on. Each one is different, but the purpose is to bring urban and rural together by facilitating food production while at the same time providing recreation for members of the community. Steve Brewer is the developer of Middlebrook, the first agrihood in the state of Iowa. Homes built here will have a certain character. Think farmhouse. Streets will be lined with trees to bring back mature, shady neighborhoods, and he says there will be lots of fresh food for all who live there.
The CSA is where there will be a farmer within the community that will deliver food to the members of the community. Folks that live within the community have a dedicated area where they can come and have their own 10 by 10 garden plot and farm that the way they wish. And we have an organic farmer, and he's got about 10 acres of vegetables that he's growing, and we've got a self-serve garden stand.
Trails will be built through prairie and pasture, and even the parks and recreational areas will have an agricultural theme.
You know, the swing set's designed to look like an irrigation pivot with swings on it. There's an old silo theme for the slides that are set up within it as well. And so you just try to come up with different things, edible landscaping, for instance, along the trails and whatnot throughout the project, community gardens. And so there's just a lot of different elements that continue to get incorporated in.
Chickens and other livestock might also have a place in the neighborhood. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about agrihoods at agriculture.com.
Hello and
and good Wednesday afternoon. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market information right here to the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, passing through the lunch hour, still more of the same today. However, some rebounding in the wheat complex is still mixed numbers there, and mostly lower numbers now through the livestock as August live cattle now down $1.85, sitting at $103.65. October also down $2.07 to $106.70. Triple digit loss to the feeders as well. August feeder cattle, though, unchanged at $142.25, but September and from there on, a triple digit drop. September's down 162 at 141.45, and lower numbers for the hogs today. October hogs down 60 cents at 55.35. Through the grains, as mentioned, the wheat complex has rebounded back positively. September Kansas City wheat specifically up 3.5 to 447.75. December to 459 a bushel. That's up 3.5. Corn complex, though, still slightly lower. In fact, September corn has been down a penny all day to 339.5. December down 0.75 at 353.75. Still a slight gain for the soybeans here. September beans up 5.25, sitting at 919. November up 3 cents to 923.25. September soybean meal still a bit lower, though, down 80 to 290.80. And the soy oil up 33 points at 32.31. Cotton as well, still slightly higher. December cotton up 13 points at 65.71. Look at the energy markets here midday. It's turned mostly negative. Crude oil now down a nickel at 43.30 a barrel. Unleaded gas is down 4 cents at 135 a gallon. Heating oil down a penny at 124. And natural gas has turned negative, fractionally lower at 248. Looking at the stock markets here midday, as the S&P hitting a fresh high up 26 points at 3,469, as did the NASDAQ. Now at 11,629, that's up 163 today. And the Dow Jones has squeaked back slightly higher, up 12 points at 28,260. Gold and silver still trading sharply higher today, but the dollar index is lower. Markets on the Mid-America Ag Network.
The Midwest Kia Summer Sales Event has been extended. Get 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Kias, or up to $8,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. It's the extended Midwest Kia Summer Sales Event going on now. Your summer just got extended at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Limit your financing on 40 Sorento, Optimus, Olin, Sneher, Duke, with 1333 for 1,000 finance. Example 2020 Sorento. Stock number K8540, MSRP 32805. Offers approved credit expires August 31st, 2020.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The Black Squirrel City's classic country. AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDY Marysville. Now, ABC News.